Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce, and you're listening to the world famous
Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. What up, y'all? It's your boy Hollywood here on Hollywood and Friends.
What's going on? It's your girl, Miss Judy.
Hey, Vanor's not here, but we got, who is it?
It's your boy, Young Retro. It's your boy. Holla at me.
Young Retro in the building, filling in for Vanor. It's actually, fun fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's actually Young Retro's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Turn up.
So what you did for your birthday? What you did for your birthday?
Yo, last night, BK Nate took me out to this drink called Patron Bar. Nigga had a fucking big-ass Patron for the first time. Was on 100. Then, thanks to H. Wood and BK Nate and a couple of other friends, we went out to this silent party. Yo, the drink was crazy. First time being there, the drink was ridiculous. I would definitely go back again. I would definitely have people go with me next time. The turn-up was real.
Yeah, it was definitely super fun. All right,
so this ain't the question of the day, but I know the people want to know, did you get some birthday butt?
That's today.
As of right now, I actually did. Sorry to tell you, ladies.
Well, then, I'm sorry. That was not the
time. Listen, the day just started. It's his birthday right now, today. He got 24 more hours. Well, he got 12 more hours to line that up.
Now, somebody already tried to line me up this morning.
Listen. You didn't end the night with it. It's over. That's it. Over.
Nah. It's going to happen. I'm going to pop something. I'm going to pop somebody top.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Well, what's up? What's going on, everybody? What's going on? It's a nice day outside. How y'all feeling?
Very beautiful. I'm feeling good. Like I said, we here every Sunday, 12 noon, at I Am Hollywood, at Miss Judy, at Vanor Music, at Young Retro, _ Moolah Mafia. It's a long-ass journey. Just go to my page and you can find them. But we got the question of the day, official question of the day, which is, after the first date, how long should you wait to have sex with the person that you are dating? Now, wait, before you guys answer, I just want to tell people what else we got lined up. As always, we got what's hot in the blog. So we're going to be talking about this Dr. Luke and Kesha situation. Rihanna winning and losing. I'm going to explain what I mean. These heroin clinics. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this, but it's like kind of crazy. A bunch of other things. But let's get into first you guys' response to this question of the day. After the first date, how long should you wait to have sex with the person you're dating? Miss Judy, you first.
I think the fifth.
Is there a rule? So, Young Retro.
I'm not answering this question.
She pleads the fifth.
I'm not answering this question.
What do you
say? Because you never know. It just things happen, so you don't know. Like, you cannot answer that question.
Wait, hold on. What you
said? I say an hour, though. I don't know.
An hour?
Yeah.
Well, and this is why you ain't getting no. See, this goes hand in hand with the question of the day and your birthday. This is why. Why you ain't getting no butt last night?
Yo,
because you
want to
be so an hour later.
What's crazy is we.
You frightened, Black, because you know it's the same night with you, so stop playing.
Yo, you need to. Wait. What did you say?
You know it ain't even no hour. It's wherever you at. That's the end of the day.
This is why I can't. This is the mentality that we deal with. You know what I mean? This is what guys really think all day. Just the straight up telly. Like, just let's cut to the chase and let's go to the telly. I mean, this is what we're dealing with.
Being as I'm not in that like relationship mode, I feel like why not? It's kind of like if I think I will say I'm gonna honestly answer that. I feel like it depends on the person. Like I don't think there's a rule to it, because you got some people who may feel like, oh, if I have sex with the person on the first night, I'm a slut or I'm a whore, and we're not gonna last or whatever. And if you don't want that, fine. But there's also some situations where the person has sex on the first night, and they got married and they live in happily ever after years later. So I think it all depends on the person. I feel like it shouldn't be a rule to that shit. Like if you feeling them, we're adults here. It's 2016. If you feeling the person, bust it open for a rip.
Yo, I hate when people do that. I hate when people do it. I hate when people say that. It's 2016. It's 2016. People always use the year. People always use the year to justify fucked up actions.
Who says the effed up action though?
No, so what? I'm just what I mean when I'm saying
it's 2016, meaning like it's a new day. Like niggas, it's not like the 90s or earlier where it was like looked at so crazy. Like it's a new day. Like if you want to have sex with somebody, that's it.
Listen. To each his own. But what I'm saying is I don't give a flying freak what year it is when somebody tries to justify something. Like, oh, you could, what? Son, it's all right to paint your toenails. Man, niggas be painting their toenails. It's 2016.
No.
That don't make it right.
I feel you. No, that is not the same thing.
I just said we both grown. Your shit itch. My shit hard. Let's get it popping.
So, look, we're going to be reading responses from people throughout the show, Instagram, Facebook, all that. I have one already from Instagram from _ Urban Legend, and he said 2 hours after you eat.
This nigga trying to go in the restroom.
Seven.
But wait, I got one even better. The person, somebody responded after him, it's Ariel NYC, and she put 2 hours before you eat.
Say that again, he said before you eat.
She said 2 hours before you eat.
Savage.
Nah, I like her. We need to talk about this situation.
Word. But look, that's what I'm saying though. It's like we're all adults here. Like long as you're being safe, wrap that shit up.
I don't care.
Like,
okay, I understand, but don't use the year to justify anything. It's 2016. So what?
Oh man, so let's move on though to what's hot in these vlogs out here in these streets. First off, damn Daniel.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Damn Daniel. Damn Daniel. White fans. It was this crazy video that went viral all over everywhere within a matter of like 2 days. Everybody was saying, damn Daniel. And it started from this guy, obviously his name is Daniel. He's in school, and he always wears Vans all the time. And particularly the low-top white slip-on joints. So his friend would always record him every time he would come to school or whatever and be like, damn, Daniel, and record his shoes. And then they kind of joined together and made it a thing. So Daniel said, like, every day, like, 6 period, they would go outside, I guess, recess or whatever. And he recorded them, like, damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white band. And they posted it on Vine, and it kind of just exploded. And they was on the Ellen Show. They was at the Brit Awards across seas. They're all over the place right now because of the power of social media.
You know, it's
what
you
wow.
to become a celebrity. I swear to God, it's so easy.
So why
yeah,
you ain't
man.
A celebrity then?
What?
<It's>, why
he's,
you ain't a
he's,
celebrity?
Listen, he's only
nah,
one
I don't
want to
be
away.
A celebrity. It's too much work.
He only one post away from being a celebrity. Don't worry. That's all it takes. But, man.
Damn, Daniel. I'm about to get me some white Vans, though. I ain't even going to lie.
Peep how there was white Vans being sold on eBay for, like, what was the price, Jess? Retro? Jess. What was the price that some of these shits was going for?
Like what,
$300?
What? They only cost about $50 to $80.
Nah, right. It was even. The Dirty Daniels.
Dirty Daniels.
The used one.
Yeah. Ew. Going in. Double T's doing for a minute.
Yo, this shit is crazy. Listen, I don't know.
Damn,
I'm about to get old, because this stuff that's going on right now don't make no damn sense to me.
Yo, but yeah, so they popping right now, even so that they got a filter on Snapchat, which is kind of like a slide. When you take a picture, you could slide, swipe to the left, and it picks up different things. They had one that said, damn, Daniel, pointing down to the sneakers, so.
Oh, my God.
They janking. But let's move on,
that's
though.
What's up, though.
Yeah,
congratulations
definitely.
To them for that.
Congratulations. So negative. Let's move on to something a little more crazy. There's a mayor upstate that wants his city to be the first nation to provide a space where heroin addicts can shoot up under a nurse's care without getting arrested by police. Pretty much.
Illegal crack house.
Pretty much an illegal heroin
no,
spot.
No, illegal crack house.
Yeah, I said illegal.
Oh.
No, legal, like L-E-G-A-L.
Yeah, I'm saying legal. You just said illegal.
Yeah. Officially, his reasoning, he's saying that so many heroin addicts overdose because they're shooting up in restrooms and gas stations trying to, like, beat the law, get away. And shooting up anywhere and shooting up the wrong dosage and dying. So his goal is to give them a place where they can shoot up safely and they'll give them the right amount of heroin to use. Like,
no!
What the fuck?
Yo, he has to be a
so they're going to actually have a factory where they just producing mad heroin just to give it to these motherfuckers.
It's like, what? Who is this guy? His name is Savante Merrick. He's the mayor in Ithaca, New York. This guy's bugging out, pretty much.
Yeah, that nigga tweaking.
Like,
they only want to legalize weed, but they want to forget.
Word.
But they want to make
house, a heroin addict.
This makes no sense, dear white people.
Like, dear white.
Like,
this
dear
makes
white people.
No sense.
Like, who is this guy?
This
like,
makes
he's
no
bugging.
This makes me like this but we can't smoke weed, but you can make a crack spot. Come on,
weed?
Man. That's crazy.
Right.
I ain't feeling that. That's crazy.
Like, who even thinks of this to give somebody a safe place to shoot up heroin? Like, for one,
Caucasian.
I thought that shit was illegal to do. Next, like, what?
Like,
a crack spot.
A legal crack spot.
Look,
they doing
Jesus,
too much.
Like, this makes no sense. Like, at the end of the day, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day. At the end of the day.
At the. Yo, you're an idiot. Yo.
Go ahead. Finish.
I can't.
You said I can't.
You
said I forgot. See, that's why they don't want to make marijuana legal.
Exactly. But you can make crack and heroin. Well, heroin is crack to me. I don't care what nobody say. Heroin, crack, is coke, all of that is the same shit to me. If it ain't weed,
right.
It's crack.
Pretty much.
If it ain't weed, it's crack. If it's a pill, it's crack. I don't care.
Pretty much.
So
oh,
that's
man,
why
yo.
It's going to be really jinking over there. They're going to have to put that in a, like, a secluded area, because it's going to be crackheads running in and out crazy.
And then it's like, how do you...
busting into people's homes, stealing their shit, all of that. All of
like,
that.
Like, how do you even
sign up?
That's not going to
be enough. That's not going to be enough. Cause
you
got to
have
greedy.
Enough bookmarks in your home.
They're going to get greedy. They're going to get greedy.
Yo, we got a caller. Let's take this caller at 646. What up, what up? What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Kerry from Harlem.
Hey, Kerry, what up?
Oh, what's up?
What's going on, Judy? How you doing? How y'all doing? Y'all good?
We Gucci.
Yeah. Why you doing?
Yo, listen, right? Let me tell you the logic on this. Back in my negative days, right, I used to go up to Ithaca, Binghamton. They got all them colleges up there.
Uh-huh.
So, all we used to do was go up there, pills, weed, dope. They killing them up there. This politician, he's a smart dude. He probably got family members or people that he know that got felonies, but he can't help them get state jobs.
Well,
they probably be pushing them units. Probably be selling heroin and stuff like that. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to help y'all out. And I'm going to get some money on the side, too. You feel what I'm saying? So he like, all right, I'm gonna try to open up these spots. Y'all be the dude selling them the heroin. You feel me? And all y'all got to do is just stay up in the legal trap house. I'm going to have the police watching over. Y'all sell your stuff. And y'all make it killing. That's the legal trap. So listen. So
right.
And the nurses that he got there, probably, you know what? Probably
it's
some of his mistresses,
be,
stuff like that. Yo, listen,
the
I'm going to get y'all some extra money.
This is going to be the nicest crack house we ever seen. It's going to be
come on now. Come on. That's you can't.
The latest everything.
Now he getting PC. Now he's getting PC off the heroin. Listen, man, if I'm putting y'all in this house, I'm supplying that.
Word.
I'm going to get the... come on, now. You can't beat that. Because where they getting
Yo,
the heroin
this is
from?
Crazy.
Then he's getting jobs for other people.
He's
going to
have to get factories. They're going to have a factory for it.
Exactly. They're going to have the nurses that's there that's testing them. Then they're going to have the distributor or the people who's distributing the needles. Then they're going to have...
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't beat
that. That's crazy.
He's a smart dude. If anything, I'm about to put an application in because I got felons.
Oh,
did,
my goodness.
I'm going right up there like, yo, listen, I'm with it.
Oh, my God. Well, since you're on, why don't you answer the question of the day?
After the first date, how long should you wait to have sex with the person you're dating?
I would say it depends on the chemistry.
It's true. I agree.
Yeah, because, you know, as adults, we ain't teenagers no more. When it's like, oh, my God, I like you. You like me. Oh, you
Rich.
Touch me here.
Don't
no.
say it.
If
Don't
it's
say it.
Animal instinct, if it's animal instinct, word. You know what I'm saying? I know people that have had sex with the person on the first date and they've been married for years.
Right.
You know, I'd rather know what's going on. It's like, listen, if I go to the dealership and I'm going to get a Bentley, all right, I know it's a Bentley. It's nice, but it can have a Honda engine.
Nah.
You know I need to test drive that Bentley. You dig what I'm saying? Test drive that.
You'd rather cut to the chase and try to get it on the first date?
Yeah, man. Listen, let me tell you something, man. I don't care. You can look good on the inside. Our chemistry could be great. This is another thing, right? Just check this out. Boom. Everything is good with us. We have great conversation. We enjoy each other's company. We honest with each other, everything. But then you wait a couple months to have sex with the person and the sex is trash.
Trash.
Do you still stay with the person? But everything else is good? Everything
At that
else
point,
is good.
You're
getting
settled.
Money. But he just can't make you come. He's not hitting that spot.
Oh,
you feel me? He's not hitting that spot. But then you got the other hand where you do give it up and the sex is awesome, but y'all don't talk. Y'all have nothing in common. But those are the relationships that last for a while.
True.
You know? So it's really a toss-up. You know, it depends on basically your maturity factor. If you're two mature, consenting adults, then there should be no reason why, you know, if y'all go out on that first date and he's treating you like you need to be treated, and you might be a little bit moist in the area that need to be taken care of.
All right.
You know, let a nigga do a little bit of some things that'll make you gush a little bit. There's nothing wrong with it.
Coochie.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Yo
Gary, Judy, why you turning red though?
Yeah, right. If you could see through the phone right now, right?
Who's turning red?
Miss Judy, does my voice make you feel like you need a date?
I'm too black to turn red. The man, because I don't want no nigga.
Two more days of Black History Month.
Right, and I'm talking about some nigga, Black History Month. The man that can make my face turn red, I'm going to marry him because there ain't no turning red over here. I can't turn red.
You a dark Nubian queen, right? Yeah.
I can't turn red.
Oh, yeah.
Could have fooled me.
Yo, Kerry, thanks a lot for calling me.
Shut up.
Appreciate you, man.
Young.
Yeah, no problem, man. Keep making me laugh, bro. Man. Y'all keep on making me laugh. And Miss Judy, I'm gonna propose to you one of these days when I see you.
Hey, line that
up. Trust me, bro. It's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Oh man, you sound like you're thinking from experience.
What you mean? No. Ain't no experience. Cut it out.
Yo, y'all have a good one, all right? All right.
Have a good
keep
day.
Listening. Thanks. All right, yo, let's move on, though, to Rihanna.
Hot topic, yes.
Was hot in the blog. So the topic is Rihanna is winning and losing, and people wondering, what the hell is that? Like, how can you be winning and losing? So Rihanna is winning on one hand because she just got her 14th number one hit with Work, 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 Work. 14th, and a lot of people are praising her because she beat out Michael Jackson's number one record. He had 13, she just hit 14. So a lot of people are saying Rihanna just topped the Michael Jackson record for number one. So I'm 500 hits. So she's winning over here. And then you got the end where some people feel like she's losing because you know she got her tour that she just announced probably a month or two ago, and it got posted. So it got pushed back the start date, and also there were several shows that were canceled, or the venue was changed to a smaller venue. They say it's because of production issues. Some people are saying it's low ticket sales.
I can't believe the low ticket sales at all. I'm not believing that.
I mean, it's not impossible.
Yeah, but I don't believe it.
And you gotta look at
You know what?
Too.
And as a matter of fact, you're absolutely right. Because these motherfuckers, they had to choose between Beyonce and Rihanna. And Beyonce ticket prices is through the roof.
Uh-huh.
So they chose Beyonce. They spent all the money on Beyonce. So now they ain't got no money for Rihanna.
Right. Right, that could be the case. When you got to choose between two, it's who are you going to choose?
Everybody going to choose B over Riri.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I like
AP
bro.
Tickets $3,000 a ticket or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It's
I ain't wasting my money on that one.
On
I catch it on YouTube. It's title or something.
On there, nada. So let's move on. Moving on to you know who Kesha is, right?
Yeah.
The singer and slash kind of rapper singer. She's trying to get out of her contract with her.
I still never heard no music from her.
Well, this is probably the reason why you ain't hear anything in a while. She's tied to this DJ or producer. His name is Dr. Luke. He's kind of big in the game, but she is she has allegations that he sexually abused her while they were working together. She's trying to get out of the contract. She took him to court, took them to court, and the judge said, "No way, nah, you're stuck."
Oh,
yeah, that's foul.
Damn.
Damn, Daniel.
That's
so
wild.
She has a lot of support from the industry. People like Adele. Taylor Swift actually donated $100,000 to help Kesha pay for her legal fees. Kelly Clarkson, a lot of celebrities is tweeting out and showing support. Lady Gaga even, and some people are saying with these people showing so much support, even with Taylor Swift donating so much money, that there must be some truth to what Kesha is saying. A lot of these artists that's supporting Kesha worked with Dr. Luke. So it's kind of like one of those things, if you didn't think it was like some truth there, you probably either wouldn't say nothing at all or not be so like public about it. So some people feel like he did sexually abuse
like,
or whatever.
It's true, right.
And the judge, I feel like, should let her out of her joint. So the fans are outside of the Sony headquarters, like protesting, and they're trying to get Sony to step in. They figuring if Sony step in, Sony can be the one that sever ties to this contract or whatever, because they're pretty much the parent in this situation. So what you guys think? Should she get out of her contract?
Hell yeah,
she should get out of her contract.
Like,
I don't even.
Child is in your home and she's being molested. Would you keep her there? Like, seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
and
messed
even
up.
If,
that's messed up.
And in the real world, even if it's not true, once there's even that accusation, they're stepping in.
Just a fact, right? Just a whole simple fact that it's a possibility that it could be true.
It's like, why force somebody to, like, they're feeling like you could work with a different producer or whatever, but she like, nah, like, he did this to me. I don't even want him to benefit from me at all. Like, I don't want him to
make
any
money. Because he still
makes
the final decisions at the end of
the day. Yeah, so it's like, she don't want him to have no ties to anything she's dealing with. The judge feeling like she could just work with somebody else, but nah, we're tied, so. Hashtag Free Kesha is what's circulating around right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. You guys heard of the Zola story? Remember this craze happened probably, what was it, like November, October? This girl, she tweeted out this crazy story about what happened when she met this chick.
Yeah.
Do you remember this, the Zola story? So James Franco is actually in talks to direct Zola's story.
Are you
like they're gonna
kidding me?
They're gonna turn this into, I'm not surprised. You can't be surprised. This joint went viral so crazy.
It was good, but I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, somebody's gonna capitalize off it.
Good.
And hopefully they do it justice. I think what made it so interesting, it was similar to like the Trapped in the Closet series R. Kelly did.
Yeah.
It's like short and sweet, like 140 characters or less. This girl's telling you this crazy story, so you was kind of hooked in. So hopefully they're able to like keep that same thing. Don't like drown it out. Make that shit a 30-minute movie and get it out. And like don't do too much.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be a good movie, but I don't know. Because sometimes when you try to make something better than what it already is, it's like you kind of sort of fuck it up. You know?
Yeah.
Don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, that's it. She made the story. It went viral. All right. Like, leave it alone. You might not like the movie.
Right.
Nah, you gonna like that movie because
it might go from movie to series. How about that? That'd be something, right?
Right.
Why not? Why we can't get 9 episodes of that?
Right. That's cool. it was good though. I'm not gonna lie. It was good.
It was definitely interesting. So moving on. Remember, we still got the question of the day. You guys want to chime in and let us know what you say to this. After the first date, how long should you wait to have sex with the person
I got a response on
you
Instagram.
Are dating? Would that be?
I got a comment on Instagram, somebody said the next day.
The next day. But like, why you gotta wait till the next day though? Like,
that's too long. That's too long.
I mean, if you might as well do it the same day. Like, what's the next day?
Exactly.
Or they said the next date.
The next day.
Like tomorrow.
The next day.
They want to sleep on
second.
It and then
yeah,
come back.
The next day.
Yo, let's move on to keep this what's hot in the blogs going on. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay a woman $72 million in this ovarian cancer case. She said she developed ovarian cancer after using Johnson & Johnson baby powder.
Well,
that stuff
like
that you would pour on your baby neck. And do people
that
even
make
still
them
do
smell
that?
So good. Yeah, people still do that.
Oh, man. Maybe they'll rethink this. So they're claiming that there was talc is inside this thing, and it caused cancer. That's a lot of money.
Yo, first of all, that's bull crap. White people just trying to find ways to get money. That's all I'm saying. Because black niggas been in the powder for the longest. So we should be getting some of this money.
I don't think she white, though.
She black?
Hold on.
It sounds like a white gimmick. I don't know.
Hold on. I got to... Her name is Jacqueline Fox. There's a picture up here, and it's an old black lady, but I don't know if that's Jacqueline. She might be.
Well, that's ridiculous, Jacqueline.
Hold on, let me see.
You've been using baby powder since 84, and so you trying to say I got cancer?
Shut up. Oh, my goodness. I'm over you guys.
Yo,
I'm about to go get checked, yo, because Johnson is about to owe you some money.
He said, I'm about
yeah, she's
to go
black.
Get checked.
She's black.
He said, I'm about to go get checked. He said, I'm
wait,
about to
I
go get
know
checked.
What I want to know is, which, how is she using it? Just like we use it? Like,
nah, she probably was
I don't
that
know,
shit.
Black.
You know, black people do weird shit.
Like, was she must have was like putting it on her crotch, like extra? Like,
can I, no, but like that's not. It depends on if she's thick. Like, if she's a thick woman, she probably was putting it in all the creases of her body. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing she was killing herself. You die from everything these days. This is crazy. You can't even put on no damn powder. Shit. That's all we got. Thick girls, that's all we got. We
no
can't
safe.
Use no powder. Like, come on.
Yeah, they want some
snake
ass bitches out here. They want
no,
bitches
you
smelling
could
like
die.
Fucking Barnes.
You know when I knew it was real? You know when I knew it was real? When
how
my mother... When my mother started hiding the Q-tip because my sister bust her eardrum with a Q-tip. She tried to kill herself with a Q-tip. She can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. That's when I knew it was real. Like, damn, you could die off a Q-tip? You can't use
guns.
Nothing.
You're gone too far.
But you know
literally.
What? I'm not even gonna lie. So they had this thing, like this thing where if you put some baby powder on your eyelashes and then use your mascara, you know, your eyelashes will look a little bit thicker. So I was doing it, and I kid you not, it was like a few days past, and I was seeing like yellow spots.
Wow.
Every time, like. All the time. I was seeing, like, yellow spots. So I stopped doing it, and I never seen it again. So I know it was the powder. And that was Johnson & Johnson as well.
Look, you was about to get checked.
So maybe I should go get checked. Maybe
better,
I should
better.
Go get checked.
Go get that lawsuit.
Not eyebrow cancer.
Not eyebrow, eyelash cancer.
Yeah, eyelash cancer. Yeah,
get
that
eyelash
check,
cancer.
Man.
I'm done with you.
And look, pluck all my eyelashes out. And be like, I'm suing Johnson & Johnson. And be like, bitch, ain't nobody said to use it like that anyway.
That's not true. Yo, let's move on to the latest celebrity beef. Elton John versus Janet Jackson.
Nobody
Elton,
what?
Elton John did an interview recently. You know, Janet Jackson got this tour that she's on, and Elton John is in his feelings about it. He pretty much said, you know, fucking music magazines writing a review of Janet Jackson saying this is the greatest show, 4.5 stars. It's fucking lip sync. Hello, that's not a show. He said he'd rather go see a drag queen. Fuck off. Tell him why you mad. I got a feeling this must be some underlying issues he got with Janet. There's
with
no
Janet
way
Jackson, right?
You that
she
much
probably
in your
stole
feelings
his man
about
or
that.
Something.
Right. She did do something to him. There's no way you that in your feelings. Like, come on, it's Janet Jackson. She's dancing her ass off on the stage. So what if she lip sync a song or two? Like, get out your feelings. Elton John was real upset right there. Janet Jackson has yet to respond.
Moving on. Oh, well, moving
oh,
on.
Oh, shit.
Right? Yo, let's move on to the last thing that, well, second to last thing I'm going to talk about is Chrissy Teigen is under fire. You know, that's John Legend's wife. And they recently used the in vitro to have a baby, to get pregnant, and she just recently revealed that they chose the sex of the baby. They purposely chose, I forget what they chose.
All right, about and
to, so
I think a girl
a lot
or
of people,
something like that.
A lot of people are upset. A lot of people are upset for the fact chose the gender of the baby, feeling like they're playing God. Or whatever, what have you.
Please.
What do you guys think?
I think to each his own.
Right.
That's what I think.
Retro.
Why is this in the news?
Right. What you think? Should people be feeling some kind of way?
I ain't got time for white people problems.
Right. That's what I'm like. Is this only, why is this in the news?
Some people feel it's unethical.
They couldn't have a baby. So what?
Exactly.
They already went through the process to go
and
have a baby. What is the difference? The fact that they chose the gender, they're already in the mix. So what's the problem?
I agree with you. I was saying the same thing. Like, they already was doing this process to choose the baby. It's not like they're just effing with science, just trying to experiment. Like, nah. They was already doing this process. And they had the option to put more male in there than female, whatever, however it goes, they was able to do it, so they did it. So what? Who cares? Like, why y'all mad? Like, get out of here. That's her baby.
Because they don't
be taking care of the baby. That's her baby. So who cares? Like,
mind
get
your
out
business.
Of here. Right. Get out of here. Get out of their family.
You know how many people want to choose the gender of their child?
And that's why they mad, because they can't, because they got to wait 4 months with that sonogram with the jelly on the stomach and the baby moving around to find out what they having. Like, get out of here.
And then wait 9 months to find out it's ugly.
Like, kick rock. Congratulations to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Yeah.
Choose that baby. And choose the next one, too. The last thing that we're going to talk about before we get into what blows my is Fast and the Furious. You guys, they got not only part eight coming out, they also got the release dates for 9.
I don't want to watch it.
And 10.
I don't want to watch it.
How you doing all these movies in a nigga day?
I don't want to watch it. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to watch it.
I mean, they're going to probably...
What the hell?
They're going to probably... How did they kill him off the last one? They didn't really kill him.
They didn't kill him off.
His
brother did the last couple of scenes, and then Vin Diesel had drove into the he drove one way.
But what
and
did
Vin
they
Diesel
say?
The other
did
way.
They officially did they? They didn't do anything. They just had him drive off into the sunset or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So they probably won't even mention it. They probably are just just do their own thing. They probably won't even
but if they
say
that,
anything about
it.
They'll probably say like he's out of it. Like, he don't, like, he don't want to be a part of this no more, whatever. Yeah, like, he left his girl or some shit. They'll find a way, but I'm not watching. That's it. It's over. Not the same.
Are you not watching because?
Not the same.
Paul Walker isn't in it?
Yes, it's not the same. Did you not hear me?
You still got Ludacris. You got Tyrese. You got
Vin
Diesel.
Okay.
You got, what's that chick name? I still think it'd be good. I mean, this is the first movie I heard of where they got the release dates already for 8, 9, 10. Like, that's just like, they continuing going. Like, after Paul Walker passed away, I thought they was, like, wrapping it up. I thought it was like, all right, no more. Just because. But they keeping this train going. Fast and furious.
And I don't like it.
But it's supposed to be a tribute movie to Paul Walker. That's the only reason I would watch it.
I don't like it.
Yeah. All right, you know, let's get into what blows mine. It's the part of the day where we basically say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. What have you saying, bruh? Really? Let's get that theme music popping. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it.
Hey,
and
hey,
if you hate it, you can relate it. Just what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up. What blows mine? The part of the day, like I said, tell us what irks your nerves, what gets under your skin. You can hit us up, 646-716-8544. If you're on the line already, press 1, and we'll bring you on. First things first, iPop, Freaks, Older. Judy, what you got?
You know what blows my mind? When you meet somebody that just looks so good, but you don't want them. They look so good. Like, I don't even want to.
Why
you ain't gonna
you
have me
them?
Out here fucked up.
No, I'm done.
Wait, I can't even talk right now.
Oh, man.
Because I'm looking, I'm just looking like, oh, God. Like, no, I just stay away. Oh, nothing
touch.
To do with you. That shit blows my like. No, stay away, please, stay away.
That's when the one night stand come in.
No, stay away. Please, honey.
Yo, Young Retro, you got anything that will blow yours, what gets under your skin, what irks your nerves?
Yeah, when females come to the club and they ain't come to the club to dance. What the fuck?
Word,
you
I was just about
for?
To say. I was just about to say. There's always.
Tell your friend, nah, girl, I don't want to go to the club. Why you going to go to the club and you ain't even fucking going to dance? And soon as a nigga grab your hand or something to dance, you want to look at him like he done stole your wallet.
And that's for everybody. Like, this girl standing by the bar, just standing there, sipping her drink, doing a little two-step shuffle. Why you even come here? Like,
but we could buy you a drink, though. We could buy you a drink. That'd be all right. But soon as you want to dance or something, we got a disease.
Like, take your ass home.
Well, you could have bought a bottle and take it to your bedroom and watch Netflix.
What blows yours, H?
What blows mine? I'm feeling like Vinod today.
Oh, really? All right. What blows mine? Stupid. What blows mine is West Indian party events. They never have no DMC. Listen, I want to sit down. Like 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. Let me sit down, please.
Because you
they
know why,
never
though.
Have
you know
any
why they do that? because they don't want nobody sitting down. Like, that's another thing. That's what blows my mind. When you go somewhere, if there are seats and you hogging up the couches, like, you shouldn't have wore those shoes if you can't stand up and twerk for a little bit.
Like, you can't walk.
Right. Like, for you, Miss Judy, you just want to sit down for a second, then you're going to get back up. But some girls sit there and sit there.
Nah, I can't. I'm not sitting down all night. Hell no, I'm not sitting down.
So they
all
not
night.
Trying to hit that.
These,
so they like,
the,
nah,
it's
no
hills
shit.
Right now. They got my
they
feet
like,
on fire. I need to sit down. And I'm
you
never the one
that.
To be walking around the club with my bare feet. That's
you
another
that
thing that blows
on
mine.
The wall where you put you stand up against the wall and just put one feet up against the wall. And
I
then
hate
switch.
To see a woman in the club with her heels off and her bare feet touching the floor. First
listen,
of all,
to,
put your,
it's like,
your fat foot back in your shoe. Because now you got to walk home like that.
Dirty feet.
Let me tell you, now you got to walk to your car like that. Because once you do that and you put them shoes back on, oh, baby, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I think
no joke.
I think after a few hours, once the drinks start hitting people, I think they just lose all inhibitions and just like it's like whatever. It's like I don't even
but
care anymore. I'm walking to the car like this, and it's like, what are you doing?
Listen,
it's crazy.
I don't like to go out with shoes that hurt, but when
you're
you standing all night, it's a problem. I need to sit. That shit blows my.
You know what blows mine on Love & Hip Hop? Where it seemed like everything, it seemed like everybody is recycled. It's kind of like their own little, like, bubble of people. Like, it seemed like every artist that's on the show are only working with the same two, like, it's like the same two people are the only people that manage artists. It seemed. When it's New York, it's Love & Hip Hop, it's New York, there's countless people out here. But maybe it's in the contract where you got to work with this person or whatever to, like, get on, to be on. And if even when they got issues with one person, they don't go find some random manager. They go to the other
enemy,
the second one. Because there's only two managers
like,
on
that's
show.
The
show.
Only
they got to go to
the
next manager.
In the world, right?
Right,
like that's the only one.
It's like if that's your manager, that's your manager. But if they having the issues like they be having on the show, and then it's time to move on, like you would think they would go get somebody else. Like they go to the next right there next door. Like it's only you or her. I'm gonna have to go with you. I think it's just to stay on the show. That's what they got to do or something. But
this is it's just crazy. I was watching it the other day, and what blew mine was I didn't know what the fuck I was watching because I didn't know none of these people. I'm like, wait, what am I watching again?
Yeah, it's all a lot of it's all new people.
I had to click the info. Oh, like,
oh, you saw them BOB chicks?
BBLD, yeah.
What's their name? Bum Bitches on Deck? That lady? Something like that?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I'm done. But that's what they're Young B on the show. That's what she calls them because they got beef or whatever. So.
Oh my bad! I thought that was their name. My bad.
You know what? Let me tell you what blew mine last night. I went to a party last night.
Yeah.
And my friend was drunk. And she was so drunk that she was sitting in the part of the car, you know, in the passenger seat in the front where your legs go.
Yeah.
Wait, she was sitting under the seat?
The leg area.
Wait, she was under the glove compartment?
Yes, right, exactly, right there.
What
that's
the
where she was sitting. And she was drunk, and she was sitting down, and she got up, listen, and she got up and threw up on the side of the car with the, where the handle was at, on the door.
Wow, she couldn't even open the door, or were you using lotion?
So, I was not drinking,
but
I was drinking. Anyway, so
I'm like, what?
I had to get her out of the car when I got her home. And there was no way to open the door to get her out.
Damn.
So I had to eat a chicken wing that I had in the bag.
Wait, what?
Because I didn't want to get my leather gloves dirty. I didn't want to get my gloves dirty. So I went to the back of the car, and I ate a chicken wing. And I used the chicken bone to open the handle.
What? Stop. How does that even work?
Yo, you a hood booger. I swear you a hood booger.
Talk about being resourceful. What happened to the napkins?
No, we just came from Domino's. They didn't give us any napkins because they was closing. They was closing and stuff.
Man.
So they gave us. I was stuck outside because you know they was closing, whatever. So they just brought it out and we dipped. So I had to do what I had to do. I don't have no tissue in the car because I don't have my car. My car is in the shop. So I have a rental right now. So
damn.
I have nothing in the car. I have nothing in the car. So basically, I was, what should I do? What can I do?
I was just about to say, note to self, don't get in the passenger seat. But it's a rental radio. You're probably going to have that shit back. Damn. Somebody going to get in there like, what the fuck?
When I'm drinking, I do the most bizarre, like the craziest.
Yeah. And on that note, let's get ready to get up out of here. Yo, check if we got any more responses for that question of the day before we get up out. In the meantime, Facebook.com.
Somebody says second date.
That's understandable. You got to see if they earned that for those types who want to
wait. I couldn't even imagine somebody saying, Yeah, I'm about to get some tonight. Like, that's how it goes. Like, when you're expecting it, that's how that's how y'all act. Like, I'm going to get some tonight. You take a shower. You wash your feet. Retro? That's what y'all do? You wash your feet when you think you're about to get some?
Hell no.
Did you wash your feet last night for your birthday?
Hell yeah. You never know what would have happened last night. I ain't want to go nowhere and smell like sour milk. You feel me?
You know you wash your feet for the holidays.
Yo. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Hit us up, send us some music and all that. At Miss Judy.
Yo, Judy, you've been weak the whole day.
At young. What is your shit again? Young Retro.
Young Retro Mula Mafia. You already know.
M-U-L-A.
I'm about to change that because that's a little bit too long. I ain't getting no friend requests because my shit's too long.
Your shit too long. It got underscores and asterisks and hyphens and all that.
Nobody don't even want to look for you. Nobody don't even want to look for you.
Y-R-M. That's it.
Good.
Keep it simple. I am Hollywood everywhere on Instagram and all that. You can find Young Retro through my joint. Just spell Hollywood with an I-E and not a Y.
Yeah, go through me.
Well, Miss Judy is probably the easiest one. Ain't nothing
easy about Miss Judy, bitch.
Hey. Damn, Daniel.
You got to work double. Two S's and two D's. How about that?
Bars. Yo, at Hampton Blue Network, no E on that blue, and at Hampton Blue also. So, yeah, let's get ready to get up out. Yo, my mixtape is going to be coming real soon. Looking forward to people hearing it in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, fat shouts to
Anthony
Blue on that.
Next Sunday, what blows mine is this mixtape ain't come out.
It's coming. Trust, it's coming. There was a few things that needed to get ironed out and taken care of. But
so what you doing tonight for your birthday before we go? You better be getting some lunch.
Right now, I'm about to hop in the shower, then I'm going to BBQ's, and then later I'm going to the sugar factory.
You going to eat that?
So me, him, there.
Paper bag fries?
At BBQ's.
No, I'm just going there for the drink.
Yeah, that's the only thing they got going for themselves.
Yeah, that's what you go for. Drinks and thoughts.
Drinks.
Yeah, there's
and
a
thoughts.
Lot of thoughts in there. The waitress is thoughts too.
That's a delicious.
So.
Yo, that's a dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, that's dumbest. But let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here.
We out, y'all. Yo, thanks for listening. That's just to everybody who called in and commented on the question of the day. See y'all next week, 12 noon. Deuce.
Holla.
Come on, we out.